Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you familiar with these cameos that now celebrities are doing for cash?
Yes, I'm generally aware of it. I don't watch them or have
seen many. So I think the idea is great, but I don't know why. Maybe I'm wrong. I just cringe
when I see it. It's cringeworthy.
So there are these people
who
have made millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. And they, for $25, $50, $75, $100, will say whatever you want them to say in a video for a friend or whatever. So I could get one done for you that would be funny from, like, Dane Cook, let's say. Hey, I know you pattern your entire career after me.
I know you think I'm the best.
Right, big fan. Perfect. You think I'm the best. And it would cost me like $50 to do that.
Right.
It's, to me, I see that and it's so cringeworthy. Hugh Jackson is doing them and Dar just showed me his page. Hugh Jackson's just a sweet man. He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy that wants
people
to run.
People love beating up on Hugh Jackson all the time. But on his page, they're 50% off right now. You can get them for $50 for the holiday season.
Half off for Hugh.
He'll just be like, hey, Grant and Danny, I just wanted to say keep up the good work on the show. I feel awful. I almost want to cry when I see it.
So I have two quick questions, and I know you're not the cameo expert. You didn't invent the service. But can you refuse to say something? Like, what if – because I wouldn't want a video out there of somebody saying something, like, horrible or
– obviously, no one's going to say anything.
You can refuse it?
Terrible.
Okay. Then you have to send the money back. Second is, how much would you charge Grant Paulson's cameo? What's it worth to you?
How much would I charge to lose, like, my feeling of
to do a video. Like, to be – like, you're on – I don't know what the rates are.
Nobody would pay more than probably, like, $25. So, $25, $50.
25 is what you do
for? But I wouldn't – again, I wouldn't do it. In other words, the amount of money I would need to give away –
that's what I'm asking.
I would need $1,000 a video, probably.
So, if somebody was like, hey, $500, you'd be like, happy birthday, Steve.
Oh, no. That would be fine. No. That's cool. I would do that for free. If someone came up, I've done that before. People are like, hey, will you say hi to my buddy or something? That's not a problem. The idea of just getting paid cash to do this, it for me, is not as big of a deal because I don't make any money.
Yeah.
But for these guys that have made millions of dollars, like quarterbacks and head coaches.
It's cringeworthy.
It is bad. It's a bad look. If I was their agent or their marketing person, I would say, please stop doing this. It's a terrible look. It looks like you're an E-list celebrity.
Yeah, it's like you're on whatever the VH1 show is where they put celebrities in there.
People doing this, Thom. I want to talk about this more next segment. Let's get to our Beltway Blitz right now. Chris Russell on the Redskins. He will be in studio on Thursday at this time. 2 days from now to get his hair cut. Remember, you can come either take the clippers or the scissors to his head, make a $25 donation, and you too can get a piece of Chris Russell's hair and throw it on the ground next to him. Slashy, it's good to see you again. Let's start with Redskins and David Shaw. What do you think of him as a head coaching candidate?
Well, it's obvious that they're going to turn over many, many, many different stones here. I would say it's an uninspiring hire just from the standpoint of, you know, Grant, if you think that Bill Callahan kind of runs a boring, predictable offense, I think that's what you're going to get a lot out of a guy like David Shaw. He believes in a short passing game, tight ends. He believes in ball control, running downhill. But yet he's got that NFL experience on top of being a successful, largely successful head coach. He's won 5 Pac-12 championships. He's won 3 coaches of the year. And coming off of a bad year, he might be ripe for the picking. I think he certainly deserves consideration. Would I be blown away by that hire? No, I would not be if I'm a Redskins fan.
See, I'm with you in terms of philosophy, but I love that guy. He's a leader, and he's somebody that finds a way to compete against teams that have more talent, and I think that's something that the Redskins might need, but it's good insight there. But this is all Bruce Allen dependent. You're more confident, sounds like, than I am, that Bruce is let go at some point. And if it's going to happen, it'll happen soon, kind of before the offseason, right? What are you hearing? What's the latest?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, Sunday I got all sorts of, you know, little tidbits of information, you know, about things that were going on behind the scenes. And it was described to me by more than one source as, you know, like red hot, and Dan was upset and this, that, and the other thing, because they were eliminated from the playoffs. They didn't show up until the second quarter. It was another losing year, so on and so forth, right? I mean, as we know, things kind of calmed down. Now, Dan is at the owners' meetings or at the league meetings in Dallas, right, or just outside of Dallas. So who knows what is going to happen over the next couple of days. Here's what I would say. I do firmly believe that Bruce Allen is not going forward with this team. I've said all along I thought he would retire. I've heard that, but I believe that might be the best way to position it publicly. Remember, 10 years ago when Vinny Serrato was let go, he quote-unquote resigned. He wasn't fired, quote-unquote. He resigned. And I think Dan is sensitive to that type of thing. I think he's sensitive to timing. But I would also say this. If he's a smart businessman, and, you know, I mean, the jury's out on that, how do you go into Christmas? How do you go into a critical time of the year with two home games left for the Washington Redskins, knowing that every single thing at this point is going to be about hashtag fire Bruce Allen? I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you're that insulated, which I don't believe Dan is that insulated or dumb.
Yeah, I don't think anybody thinks he doesn't know how many people dislike Bruce. People didn't like Vinny Serrato either. He kept him around because he liked having someone to deflect attention, and people are angry at Bruce, not Dan. And for Dan, that's a good thing. Let's go real quick to Sunday, though. Eagles get a huge come-from-behind win last night, which means FedEx Field should be rocking this weekend. Not with any fans that want the Redskins to win, but it's going to be a good day for Eagles fans at FedEx Field, presumably, as they're back in the driver's seat. That was good news for the Skins business department, right? They won last night.
Yes. Yeah, sure. I mean, absolutely. What are we going to see? A repeat of last year? I mean, maybe it won't be 80%, 75% Eagles fans, but we know it's going to be 60%+, if not more than, you know, way more than that. I mean, I don't know what else to say at this point other than it's an ugly scene. It's an ugly look. Everyone in that building knows it. Everyone is aware how bad it looks. And that's why I just, between what I've heard and what I just, common sense tells me that, yes, using Bruce as a deflection plate is normally a good thing. But I mean, at some point, you just have to move on. At some point, you just have to cut the umbilical cord. And you just have to say, my business is not only suffering, it's hemorrhaging. It's hemorrhaging. And this week, more than next week against the Giants, who also suck, will be a much, much, much bigger, I guess, display of how bad your business is hemorrhaging when the Eagles take over that, the Eagles fans take over that stadium.
And when Russell's mentioning specifically Grant, the ugly scene and ugly look, he's not talking about himself post haircut. He's talking about the Redskins, to be very specific there. That's Thursday. Russell, thank you.
I can't wait for Thursday. I'm so excited.
Thursday at noon, his hair will be cut, his head will be shaved. Let's talk puck.
Uncle Rob Carlin joins us, NBC pre and post, NBC Sports Washington pre and post, rather. You can't get mad. That was an egg. They laid an egg last night. That's going to happen, 82-game schedule, coming back from the West Coast, maybe jet lag. I don't know. What'd you make last night, though, Rob?
I don't know. I can't get anything past the vision of bald Chris Russell out of my head right now.
It's
so glorious. I love the fact that you're doing this to him. I mean, last night was a bad game. After a long road trip, they probably had some heavy legs, and it was the classic trap game. You got Boston looming on Wednesday. You know, for all those people who thought, man, I hate that the fact that the Caps are peaking too soon, which I don't agree with at all. They're a good team. They're going to be peaking all year. But for those faction of fans that were not happy with all the winning, there you go. There was the egg that you wanted to see. I think the Columbus style, the John Tortorella style, he knows how to attack the Caps. He knew they'd probably be tired off of a long road trip, and they just attacked, and the Caps just didn't have any answers. But it was one rare bad dud of a loss in a long season.
Can't wait for tomorrow, though. Maybe they were looking ahead to the Bruins. Collision course, a big matchup with Boston. 49, 46 points respectively for DC and Boston this year. Look at the Caps. Plus 24 in goals, Bruins plus 32. These are the two best teams, not just in the East, but maybe in hockey. We get to see them tomorrow night. Going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, this is the showdown in the NHL right now. And by the way, Boston's lost a couple of games in a row, and they lost in Ottawa yesterday 5-2. So it's not like they're coming in red hot either, because teams hit points where you're going to struggle for a little bit, and you just can't sustain that type of winning all season long. But yeah, there's a reason it's Wednesday night hockey. It stinks for us. We'd much rather have the game on NBC Sports Washington. We still have our normal pre and post game coverage, but there will be an electricity in the building. Last night was flat. It was a Monday night. The crowd wasn't packed. They weren't loud. It didn't have any feel of a big game, even though it was Columbus and there's a bit of a rivalry there. Wednesday night's going to be electric inside the arena because of the hatred of the two teams, because it's Boston and because it's the two best teams in hockey. And I anticipate a much better response from the Caps.
Thank you, Uncle Rob. Talk later.
All right, see you guys.
See you, buddy.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Next, Steven Strasburg's back for $245 million. If that means no Anthony Rendon, how do you view the contract? What do you make of Rendon versus Strasburg now that one has been signed, sealed, and delivered? Plus, I've looked up a handful of celebrities who are on Cameo, and I want to play a game where we see how close you can get to the pin on how much they charge.
Oh, buddy, I like this.
For their videos.
Because I have no idea what the market is.
G&D on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I might have to walk back my stance on Cameo. I said it was cringeworthy and kind of embarrassing.
Uh-huh.
I had no idea. I mean, thousands and thousands of celebrities are doing this.
Everyone's doing it.
I think it's a genius business model for the company because they take probably 25 or so percent of whatever you're charging for the function.
Right, just for the road that carries messages back and forth between
exactly.
Whomever, they charge a fee.
Very smart. But the way this works is this holiday season, a lot of people are doing this. That's how I found out about it, but it's been going for a while now, where celebrities will sign up and they have a homepage you can go to and they charge a certain amount of money for a message. So your wife, let's say, loves generally not an A-list celebrity. So like Justin Timberlake is not going to be on here.
Okay.
But your wife loves Saved by the Bell, and she's a huge fan of A.C. Slater or Zach Morris.
Wow, okay.
One of those donks is probably on here.
Mark Paul Gosling.
He can record a video if you spend, let's say, $450, and it'll be a 25-second video where he talks to your wife about how much he loved that she used to watch the show and wishes her a Merry Christmas.
How much info do you have to provide?
As much as you want to, if you're the buyer. As much as you want to. Some of these
much
that I've seen
little,
here,
okay.
It sounds like, you know, Brian Mitchell does this. And Brian Mitchell's like, I know you've been a Redskins fan since 1978. You went to your first game when so-and-so ran the... You could give all that information,
uh-huh.
Or you could just say, hey, here's my buddy, it's his birthday. Give me 30 seconds, thanks. You know, use your catchphrase. I'm pretty sure FP Santangelo's doing this. I saw something on his Instagram about it now where he's like, I'll say let's dance or now we dance or whatever. Like, there goes the no-hitter.
Right.
So when I first heard about this, I was like, yeah, this is awful. Everyone's doing it. But I found a few people here. Can we get a little game show music at your earliest convenience, Tommy? Danny, I want to know, how much money does Mariano Rivera charge for a message on Cameo?
I'm going to say he doesn't really want to do it that bad. So you got to pony up and Yankees fans are so rabid. I'm going to say $1,000 for Mo Rivera.
Well, this is a value for $500 this holiday season.
$500, okay.
You can get Mo Rivera to wish you a very Merry Christmas. How much money does it cost for Chris Harrison, the host of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette?
So for me, you couldn't pay me to have something from him in my inbox, but the people that care really, really like it. They care about that incredibly long-running show that to me makes no sense. I'm going to say it's $750.
Again, too high, $600 for Chris Harrison. See, this is a little cheaper than you may
have thought. More than Mo Rivera, by the way. The Hall of Famer versus Chris Harrison.
How about an 8-time world champion? Somewhat washed up now, but Manny Pacquiao.
Ooh.
Manny Pacquiao will record whatever you want him to, send it to you on the phone. It's a present. How much this holiday season will you spend on a Manny Pacquiao announcement via Cameo?
$900.
It's a good guess. First time you've been under. $1,000.
There we go. It's close on
that
one.
To hear from Manny Pacquiao. That's a high, by the way.
They're all high, by the way.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Ooh.
This is one of the greats ever. This is a Hall of Fame hoopster. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, how much to have your message read?
I, for some reason, instinctively think this is going to be lower than people think. Because people using the service are generally younger. That's just kind of my estimation. Like, is a 21-year-old excited about Kareem? Does he know how good the Skyhook was and how unstoppable he was in Milwaukee? I don't know. I'm going to say $400.
He's at $500.
Ooh,
this one's great.
I'm hovering around these.
Big thank you. We got to go till you hit one on the head. This one's great. This is from Thommy. Just sent me this. Washington Redskins cornerback Josh Norman. No longer plays.
Wow.
He's been deactivated.
Benched. Bad cornerback.
He is Simeon Thomas's backup. You know Simeon Thomas.
Of course, I'm very aware.
His backup, Josh Norman. How much does the all-pro cornerback for the Redskins?
I have no idea what the
reference was. As he claims on the bio. Philanthropist, Fox NFL kickoff analyst, Dancing with the Stars, season 26 stud, charge for his cameo. I will tell you, he's they review you after you do it.
Okay.
5 stars on his reviews out of 5.
$750.
$1,000 for Josh Norman. We were looking for $1,000.
I got no feel on this.
Now, this is interesting to me. 3 different hosts from Shark Tank charge 3 different things.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Kevin O'Leary,
Mr.
a.k.a.
Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Damon Jond, who I get steamed up for. And then the third guy's name is Robert Hershevek.
Yep.
Robert Hershevek. Those three hosts.
He never, by the way, bids on anything. He never uses his own money.
He rarely does.
He always is out. Like, why are you even there?
In what order do you think they charge most to least for their services?
Damon 1, Mr. Wonderful 2, Robert 3.
All right. Number 1 is Mr. Wonderful. How much do you think he charges?
$5,000.
$1,000.
Oof.
Second is Damon John. How much do you think he charges?
$850.
$499. You're terrible at this game.
I suck at this.
Third is Robert Hershevek. How much does he charge?
$300.
Right below Damon. I think I botched it, actually. He's $500.
He's
Damon's $499. So I botched it, but there you go. Slightly, he's $1 under Robert Hershevek, just to make sure.
Just undercut him a little bit.
Let's do one more. This one shocked me, but it's in your world. Was Sean Wayans a comedian?
Yeah.
He's not as funny, though, as Damon Wayans.
He's done more like acting in front of camera. I mean, Damon Wayans was the genius behind In Living Color.
Most successful Wayans, Damon, Marlon, or Sean?
Damon, Marlon, or Sean? Damon.
Should Sean Wayans and Marlon Wayans charge the same thing?
Sean Wayans a little bit more than Marlon.
Okay, they both charge the same thing, Sean and Marlon. How much is it?
They both charge $900.
$1,000. You're getting better. You're getting better all the time. What would Danny Ruye charge?
So I was thinking of this. Like, I would do this if not for the embarrassment that no one would ever use it. Like, I'd love a little extra cash, but no one would ever once select for me to do
That's
it.
That's the problem.
I would see. I'm of the belief that I'd rather do them and then see if people would want it, then I could start slowly up the price. I'd charge like $10, $15. Because it's easy to do. You take it.
Yeah, but then it's not worth it to you.
Kind of is. You do a few a day, and you know, pay for a babysitter.
Kevin Dillon.
Of Entourage.
Brother, Entourage, $350.
Yep.
It's all done by categories though, which is pretty cool.
So what would our category be? Nubs?
People no one cares about.
Like, there's the category of people that no one's interested in?
You can get D. Geist for $500. Same as Troy Aikman. Looks like the best NFL value I'm seeing here. Let's see. Most overpriced is Cam Chancellor at $1,000.
That's bad. That's a bad value.
I would say Brett Favre at $500.
That's a good value.
It's probably
the Wrangler
one
jeans. Brett Favre.
If I had to do it. Oh, here's a good one. Will Brinson's doing it.
Is he really?
Will Brinson.
$50. I bet.
We have to get him on to ask him about this at some point. By the way, $15.
$15? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'd do something like that.
Will, you? Here's one of the comments. Will, you crushed it. Thank you so much. Personal and heartfelt. And yes, I'm a big fan of the Pick Six podcast as well.
I think each junkie could charge $75. I think Chad, because the people that would want him to do it, like, really love Chad. I think Chad could charge like $100 and do this.
Charge more than the junkies?
Yeah. Because I think
you just
people.
Threw the junkies right under the bus.
I didn't at all. I think every junkie could just charge $75 and get it done. I think Chad would get maybe a little bit fewer, but he would get people that like would really want him to do it. And he could charge more. Does that make any sense?
I couldn't allow myself to be on that website for $10 or $15 to read people messages. I just couldn't do it.
I could.
I have too much shame, I guess.
Well, but the shame for me would come when no one picked me.
That would be shame.
That's the shame. The
that's
shame
part
isn't
of
saying,
my shame.
The shame for me isn't that I want money. I would love some money.
That's
I would love
part
to do
of
some
my
money.
Shame for the
to
record.
Me, the shame is when my price is so shockingly low and everyone's like, no. That's what would hurt.
Just next time you see Danny, if you want him to read or say something into your phone,
happy
Venmo
to do
him
it.
$5. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. Steven Strasburg is a Washington National. He never left. 7 years, $245 million. Probably means no Rendon. You okay with that?
Ted Britt, people. Ted Britt Ford is built for the holidays. He built for the holiday sales event. It's happening right now at Ted Britt Ford in Fairfax and Chantilly with an estimated savings of 20% on select Ford models. Ooh, is that good? Earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Rewards Pass. Ford Pass Rewards, rather. Get up to $17,400 below the MSRP on a new 2019 Ford F-150 truck. From Ted Britt, your F-150 HQ. Plus, no payments for 60 days. More on that in a second. $14,900 off that MSRP. Take that MSRP right in the mouth. Ford 250 SD. Plus, again, no payments for 60. $10,800 off the MSRP on a 2019 Ford Ranger. How about a 2020 Ford Explorer? $9,800 below MSRP. And again, no payments for 60. About that no payments for 60 thing, there's a reason they're doing that. One, they're awesome at what they do, Ted Britt Ford is. They want you to come see them and get a great deal on a car. But the second reason, they've been in business for 60 years. They thought, what better way to celebrate that fact of making folks like you and me happy for six decades is to make it so that people don't have to pay them anything for 60 days. It's an awesome deal. You got to go see my guys at Ted Britt Ford. As I mentioned, Fairfax, Chantilly, click away at TedBritt.com. When you go, just tell them any second.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
5 million for Steven Strasburg. If that means no Anthony Rendon, does it change how you feel about Stras at all?
This is bittersweet. I mean, it is. I'm really glad to have Steven Strasburg back. I am. I'm excited about it. I know that it was going to take a lot. I didn't know that it would take this much, to be frank. But it's hard to escape the fact that this pretty much means the end, as far as I can tell. I mean, when you start to look at what you think will be salary commitments for next year, when you start to look at upgrades and raises and arbitration money and some of the rookies who just graduate to the next level, et cetera, when you start filling out some of your other roster spots, whatever you're going to pay Ryan Zimmerman and some of the other guys, you don't have enough to stand on the luxury tax and pay Anthony Rendon anymore. You don't. I know what Scott Boras and Rizzo kind of alluded to at that press conference where, well, it's crafted in such a way that you could afford to pay people. What I care about, I don't care about cash going out of billionaires and teams' pockets. I don't care about that. I care about the luxury tax. I care about salary cap stuff, right? I don't care how much cash you hand somebody. I care about team building. And you can't stay under the luxury tax and sign Anthony Rendon, as far as I can tell. Unless I've missed something. I don't think that can happen now, given how much it's going to cost. It's basically $35 million against that luxury tax calculation. So that means Rendon's gone. It's bittersweet. Honestly, it is. But I understand it. It's what happens. When you win a championship, you cannot bring everybody back. You get that championship tax that happens. It's happened a billion times over in sports. It'll continue to happen. So it feels like this is over to me, that Rendon is gone. So that's not exciting. It's just not. But I'm not complaining about it, I guess, is the way that I would phrase it. They did what they could to bring back Steven Strasburg, and then some. They made sure that it was going to happen, and there was no doubt.
So I'm not as sold as you about them definitively going to be under the luxury tax. I don't know. I think if they don't sign Rendon, they probably will be.
Mm-hmm.
I think they could easily go over because they'd already committed a bunch of money to Anthony Rendon. They'd already committed a bunch of money to Steven Strasburg. Now you just have to commit another 15, another 20 for each of them, basically, for their raises, so to speak. So it's not like you're working from zero and signing someone who wasn't here last year. Strasburg was already a $30 million pitcher, and Rendon was already a $20 million hitter, and they both get big raises, but it's, you know, you're adding $20 or $30 million to your payroll instead of $70 million or something like that if you sign these guys onto your books and they didn't already have placeholders from last year's payroll, number one. Number two for me, I have never once viewed this as an either-or. We've asked the question on the show a couple of times because it was very obvious that the learners view it that way, and they're all that matters, that you can't have both, so it's going to be one or the other. But I have, since day one of this season, thought Steven Strasburg's willing to be here next year, and Anthony Rendon is going to be really hard to keep. I stopped short of saying he's unwilling to be here. I don't believe that. I think he would have been perfectly fine here if they would have paid him what it cost. I heard Barry Sfarluga say this better, and the way he termed it, I think, is how I'm going to start verbalizing it. Steven Strasburg has always had one foot in the door, and Anthony Rendon has always had one foot out the door, if that makes any sense.
It does. It makes perfect sense.
Since the start of this season, to me, Rendon was leaving. And since the start of this season, I thought one way or the other, Strasburg was coming back. I don't view yesterday as choosing between the two. I think this was a Stras or neither scenario all along. Rendon, to me, has been a Ranger or a Brave or a Philly or a Met or a Angel or fill in the blank for a couple of months in my mind. Strasburg was going to be a National. When he hit the market and he started talking and flirting with other teams, and when you took your break and you saw him, you know, sending texts and making calls to other girls, it didn't feel all that good, right? But all along, you felt like maybe he was going to come back. And I think yesterday people saw that contract and they said, we chose him over Rendon? No, you didn't. You chose him over losing both, I think. It was 7-240 for Strasburg, or Rendon signs elsewhere, Strasburg signs elsewhere, and you start over after winning your World Series. So this was either you lose two or you lose one. You re-sign Strasburg, and you stay relevant, and you stay competitive, and you have a chance to win again this season.
So let me rephrase. I think that's all very reasonable, and you're probably right. I just mean it's in terms of, I'm sitting here as a fan going, oh, I hope they both can come back.
Sure.
That, to me, ended the hope of Anthony Rendon coming back.
Agreed.
Right? So, in practicality, I think you're right. I think Rendon was gone when they didn't get this done before this year. Right? When we got into the season of a contract year, there was very little incentive for Rendon to sign any offer they put in front of him. Because it was going to be the starting point in any kind of negotiation. This should have been done years ago if it was going to be done. And I understand the Nats' reservations to not do it years ago. Because this was a guy that at age 26 had a 277 with a mid-8 OPS and was good, but hadn't done this, hadn't been great yet, been injured a bunch, and they took a chance. And sometimes a chance is a contract. Sometimes a chance is not offering a contract. See Cousins with the Redskins, for example. So I think that once we got to this year, he was gone. Now, you could win a bidding war. You could go all in and go over the top and make a record offer and probably win and get Anthony Rendon back. But that probably, to me, would have meant no Strasburg. So, to me, it was – let me try to phrase it the right way, because I think you poked a hole in what I was saying before. It ended the fool's hope that I had that they could have both back. Strasburg's contract.
Yeah.
Realistically.
Even though we knew that that was not happening.
Even though we knew, and I always kind of knew that Bryce was gone, but maybe there's a hope. It felt to me as if, well, that hope is no longer valid.
And it's not dead in the water. I mean, it's still possible. I don't think it's a 0% chance that Anthony Rendon returns to the Washington Nationals. I just think it's a very slim chance. But yesterday did not change that at all. And I guess my point is I keep hearing people say they chose Strasburg over Rendon.
So it's not exactly that way.
I really don't think that was the case at all. I think you had two guys you were talking with. Now, Mark Lerner makes it sound like they were only going to sign one. I never thought for one second that that was a rule, that that was hard and fast, that they can't afford both. They certainly could, particularly after a World Series. But I think one of those guys is willing to come back and made it much easier to do so. And the other one, you're going to have to outbid everyone and pay them an amount of money you're just not interested in to bring back. Let's go to Joe in Rockville. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I'm just going to address real quick. This whole luxury tax, salary, there is no salary cap in baseball. The Lerners bought the team for $450 million back when. It's worth an estimated $1.6 to $1.7 billion today. Major League Baseball revenues were up an average of 40% last year. They've already had some deferred contracts, which are just ridiculous because the Lerners make money. Basically, the players are giving the Lerners a float where they can make money on current value dollars versus future value dollars. They've got Zimmerman's contract coming off the books. He's not going to sign for $18 million. He might get, let's say he gets 6 to 10, maybe. There's a number of other examples you can use, but I'm so tired of hearing this luxury tax. It's strictly a PR stunt by the owners for the next negotiation with the Players Association. That's all it is. There's no hard salary cap. The Lerners can afford to pay Rendon if they want to. It's just a matter of if they decide they would need to make a little bit more money off the Nats next year.
Right, but I would say this, Joe, because I think everything you're saying is correct for the record, and I'm more on your team than not. But just to play devil's advocate for a second, because I've had this conversation with people with the organization, at the end of the day, this is still a business. So you don't buy a restaurant to just for charitable purposes so that you can lose money and spend frivolously. This is a coffee shop to them in a lot of ways. It's a business.
Yeah, I agree.
The fact that they own the Nationals, just because you love them and I love them and we want our players here, doesn't mean that they should lose money or do things that are bad, quote-unquote, business. Now, the flip side, going back to your side, is you just won the World Series. You can figure it out financially.
You'll still make
plenty
of money.
But my point is they don't rate high in attendance. Fans don't come to the ballpark during the regular season. When you make the playoffs and it's cool to go there and snap photos of yourself in left field, everyone will be there. But in June and July and in August, as Anthony Rendon points out all the time, that's not the case. Their attendance is not great. They don't get the TV money that most teams do because of the awful Masson deal. So just from a business standpoint, they have to – I'm playing their side of it, and I don't necessarily agree with this, but they would tell you they're not the Dodgers and they're not the Yankees.
I hear you, but I respectfully disagree because if you look at the revenue – I don't know what their total revenue is coming in. My suspicion is Their salaries were $199 million last year. So let's say they spend another $40 million on sundries. So they still, I guarantee you, they made over $400 million last year. So the Lerners, you might want to go back to that theory of owning a team in a city as a public trust almost, which I know that's dead. I know Major League Sports are a business. But you cannot tell me the Lerners are still not making a killing. Just on,
I would think that they are, Joe. It's a great phone call. Thank you. My point is, when I say, hey, let's go for this thing. Let's re-sign Anthony Rendon. Let's re-sign Steven Strasburg. Let's be one of the big boys. They'll say, look at the attendance difference between the Dodgers and us. Look at the money generated by the Yankees and us. Look at the TV deals of some of these places. We're not that. Now, my point is I'd rather you be closer to that than the Oakland Athletics.
Right. I
just, figure that out.
I'm with Joe in the sense that I know I'm overreacting to it. I acknowledge when I heard this that I wasn't being fair. I just can't have someone say they can't afford it. You can afford it. Now, is it prudent business to sign a guy?
You don't want to do it.
And not be able to, improve the team in other areas? Is it, are you going to then lose Trey Turner in 2 years? I mean, these different considerations need to be made. I understand that. You're trying to build the best baseball team possible. If you think that doesn't include Anthony Rendon, we can have a conversation about that. But don't tell me you can't afford it. That's what stinks.
We had our Radio.com Sports NFL insider Jason LaConfora on the show earlier today. Our insider call was brought to you by Quip. Get quip.com/2019 and get your first refill pack free. Jason was money. We'll talk about what he said about David Shaw to the Redskins next. And speaking of the Nats, Mike Rizzo, president of baseball ops, in 15 minutes live right here on The Fan.
Selling a little Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Looking forward to talking to Mike Rizzo about Steven Strasburg's new contract in 10 minutes. We will ask him if any progress is being made on an Anthony Rendon deal. What are the chances that the Nats can keep Rendon and Strasburg, or is he in lockstep with his boss, Mark Lerner? Will he tell us that this means no Anthony Rendon? Make sure you're listening for Rizzo at 1. Jason Lockenfora was on the show a little over an hour ago. We asked him about David Shaw. That's the latest rumor. He's the Stanford head coach. The Redskins apparently want David Shaw as their next head coach. For many years, teams have tried to lure him from college to the NFL. We asked Lockenfora about his report. Here's what he said.
He goes from one extreme to the other, right? He goes from a guy who will have no jam and no power and has never done it before to a guy who has all the jam and all the power and has won big before. And you can take it back to Marty and then the reverse of that, and you can take it to Gibbs and then the reverse of that, and you can take it to Shanahan and then the reverse of that, which leads us to where we are now with the inevitable interim head coach and then Dan looking to find somebody to save him from himself. The pool of potential candidates who will even sort of lean their ear towards him gets smaller each time, but it only takes one, and there's only 32 of these, and you will be given a degree of money and power if the right guy will listen, unlike what you could get in a lot of organizations. Does it appeal to everybody? No. Would it appeal more if he went ahead and fired Bruce Allen and made it clear in his messaging publicly and privately that I'm open to different constructs and different ways to set up my franchise? It might, but it's still, he's proven to be a coach killer, and that's proven to be, I won't call it a career killer, I guess, although it was it for Shanahan, right? And it was it for Zorn, and it was it for Gibbs, and it was it for Sherm Lewis or whatever. I mean, it's, yeah, you know. But yes, they're dreaming big. They're thinking big. Trust me, in their perfect world, they could somehow find a way to acquire Mike Tomlin. How feasible will that be or not be remains to be seen. It would seem to be an uphill climb. I would say the same thing for David Shaw, but I can understand them wanting to fish in those waters.
Eric Bieniemy is the other name being linked to the Redskins. Mm-hmm. Benjamin Albright of out in Denver, NFL reporter, yesterday said that they have made him one of their, he said he's a favorite, you know, that they've made him one of their targets, so to speak. Two questions I have. First one would be this, and obviously we don't know the answer, but I just want to bounce this off you. Who's running this search right now? My understanding is that it's not Eric Schaefer, that it's not, you know, obviously like a Kyle Smith or an Alex Santos, one of the underlings, so to speak, in the front office. You'd think it's Bruce Allen, but I have one person who's told me Bruce Allen is not the one calling agents of coaches right now. So who is doing that? Is that Snyder directly? Is that Snyder hiring a third-party person? Because if we knew the answer, and the answer is not Bruce, that speaks
that's
to the
indicative,
fact
yes.
that Bruce Allen will not be the team president or will not have the exact same role and power as of next year.
So my gut, and again, you got to jump to a lot of lily pads to capture my thinking. I do think that Bruce will be back. And I'm in the minority now. Everybody, there's a lot of momentum to this, so stay with me.
Well, you think Bruce is going to be back in the same role, too.
Yes, I think Bruce is secure. I think we've – but again, I don't have a lot of support right now in the public. And I hope I'm wrong, by the way. I hope he's gone. I hope he's canned today. And we have to do breaking news, and the last hour of our show is just about that. But I also think that Dan is going to punish Bruce. He's going to cut him out of the inner circle for a little while. Like you're getting reports now where it's, well, they usually go down to the field together, and they haven't done that in the last couple games. And when they walk to practice, they're not walking arm in arm. And
are people saying that?
Yeah, that was one of the things that was. I think I saw JP Finley have something on that. But just it's all rumor and speculation, right?
Wait, JP said that they don't walk together anymore?
I think JP said that. Maybe he didn't. But it was like, I saw tweets that referenced this specifically.
That's a weird
where
bit.
It's easy to read into it. It also could be nothing. Just be coincidence and schedules. But everyone's looking for reason to think that maybe Bruce is gone. Forget about attributing to JP or not. I don't care who it was. The point I'm trying to make is I think Dan will punish Bruce by doing this himself and dictating. You want to stay? This is your coach. You ain't doing it no more. But you still have all the rules and rights and
so even more dysfunctional and even more
yes.
overstepping bounds and not having
yes.
the correct person hire the correct
I think
role.
It's even worse now. I think it's Dan doing it. And maybe Dan has, and I wish there was some reporting on this. I haven't seen it. But
this
maybe,
is all tinfoil hat, in fairness.
Yeah.
This is all just you, like, sitting here just making bleep up. Right?
I'm guessing.
Because you were just talking about something you saw. Now you're just talking about something you saw reported. This, I'm trying to clarify, is something you're guessing or something people are saying?
This is me talking.
Okay.
I'm just talking. All I'm doing right now is talking. I think Bruce is going to be punished by Dan to keep the same title, same office, same everything. Dan is doing this, and whether he's hired a search firm on the quiet or something else to make these calls, but I think Dan is running it from his office, and he's cut Bruce out of this process. To make Bruce feel
and then Bruce
his
stays.
Wrath. And then Bruce still
Bruce
stays.
Bruce has the same role,
mm-hmm.
and Dan has hired the head coach without Bruce's involvement.
Yeah, so the organizational mantra of dictating someone that you may or may not want to an underling comes through again, again.
I could see Snyder being the guy reaching out to agents and stuff right now. It's hard for me to believe that that's a role that he wants. He has people do everything for him. He has people, you know, refill his drink bucket at the office, you know, who work for him. So I just can't imagine he's, like, dialing the numbers of these agents and calling them. I just desperately would want to know who that is. If it's Bruce, that's revealing, and if it's not, that's even more telling.
Agreed.
Mike Rizzo's a president, just like Bruce Allen, of a successful team, though, the Nationals. They're the defending World Series champions. He's the president in town who's pretty good at what he does. He'll join us live on Grant and Danny next right here on The Fan.
It is Grant and Danny for our friends at Window Nation. For 1 week only, Window Nation is offering their best deal of the year. Now through Sunday, a special savings event. Save thousands on brand new energy efficient Window Nation windows. Here's the deal. You buy one window, you get one for free. No limit. You buy four, you get four for free. You buy eight, guess what you get? You get eight for free. Plus, zero money down, zero payments, and zero interest for 2 full years.
You got to call Window Nation today, and they will pay you for your heating bills until their new windows get installed with the purchase of a house of windows. You got to save big. During this event that started on Black Friday and time is running out, you're going to be thankful with the biggest savings of the year. Get one free window for everyone you purchase. No limit, plus no down payment, no payment of any kind, no interest for 24 months. But now, save on your energy bills with new energy-efficient windows and literally pay nothing for 2 years.
866-90NATION. 866-90NATION or go to WindowNation.com. And get that free in-home estimate. You gotta hurry though. Valid only through Sunday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.